you know, going into that commercial break, the talk about what's coming next, well, I think a lot of it all revolves around Homezada, and I think it's going to be a great spot for us to centralize all of our content as well, the way the platform's laid out. It's a software we licensed 3, maybe 4 years ago for the state of Arizona. We had started building on a home maintenance app, and we found that this company actually found us and said, we think we've got something that your users can really accept. And the more we play with it, we're like, you know, this is...
And I could even figure it out.
And where we were getting stuck is we didn't know how to build it. And we didn't even know how to go find the right people to build it. People were building websites then. They weren't building apps yet. So, and it's an all-in-one way to organize and manage your home paperlessly. It really helps you plan and learn and manage your home. And I think it's going to be a great tool connecting the next generation to home ownership on, you know, we've got the next generation are coming up with parents and now even grandparents that don't have hammers, didn't have tape measures. You know, they were desk jobs, you know, the third generation desk jobber now. And a little clueless, a little lost, what am I supposed to do? And I really feel this tool is going to be a big key and part of the future, but all the content we have will, you know, all get centralized between these softwares talking to each other.
There's a lot of aspects to Rosie on the House, and it's grown dynamically as we've had smart enough people take the content and the information. Not that's just in my head. I Rosie Romero never wanted to have the reputation of being the expert or the professional, but I don't mind being the facilitator of the right information. If I could just hold that title, I'd be fine. And I think that would be worthy of trying to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. I don't know it all. And y'all know that. You've heard me say, I don't know. I'll find out. And we get into that very often. But I'll tell you one thing, Romy. In expressing all of our gratitude to the listeners, to the email subscribers, to the folks that have been to the website, the people that have been to YouTube and watched the videos, just a great big thank you. And that just reaffirms to us we're doing something right. Now, if I could just figure out a way to make a piece of the financial pie that we've saved Arizona homeowners by one concept called super cooling. And we were introduced that idea by a good friend, Mr. Steve Kep. And I said, well, Steve, that sounds pretty weird to me, but I'll try it. And I tried it at my house, and I couldn't believe the results. I tried it at some rental property we had. I couldn't believe the results. And so we started casually mentioning people should try this. Some were brave, stepped right out in out of the boat in a walk of faith and jumped in. Others have taken years to convince it really works. But when the utility companies started sending it out as a recommended strategy in their newsletters, I knew we had hit on something. And if I could just get a tenth of every kilowatt that is saved by the utility companies in Arizona, I don't even want to think about it. Holy moly, baby. But regardless of that, we will continue doing what we have tried to do for the last 32 years. We will try to show our appreciation for your loyalty by only providing you the most accurate, the most up-to-date, and the most local pertinent information. Owning a home in Arizona is different than owning a home in the Midwest, the Northwest, the Southeast, or the far North. It's different here. And all of my building experience, with the exception of 2 years in the Gulf Coast, have all been right here in the state of Arizona, building and remodeling homes in Flagstaff, right there west of the Civic Center on Birch Street, to Wiki Up, Arizona, to Ehrenberg, Arizona, to Alpine, Arizona, Nutrioso, Arizona, many projects down in Tucson, and uncounted projects in Maricopa County area. We continue doing it, what I have humbly heard referred to as the Rosie Wright way. And it's Rosie only because we've been able to accumulate under that name all the expert advice from the best of the best in the entire state. And that information just happens to live at rosieonthehouse.com, which every Arizona homeowner needs to consider their free resource of information, which is an encyclopedia of information about owning a home in Arizona. I don't know what easier way I can describe it. And it's free. It's available 24/7. It's on the internet machine. And it's called RosieOnTheHouse.com.